Well, good morning, Brock Hunter.
Hey, morning.
Buddy. Morning. Yeah. Okay. Before we get to your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
Before you start singing.
Yes, before I start singing. A quick rant that I want to do, okay, and this is a two-part rant with a little, like, epilogue in the middle. Anyway, rant number one with this, because this happened yesterday. I was doing my Wally World run. You know, I got to do my weekly trips to Walmart, the promised land. Anyway, there was a Jeep. Now, this was during the day, and there was a Jeep across the intersection from me with just the little, like, side driver lights that were so bright that even these little lights during the day were hurting my eyes. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Custom lights. Yeah,
so
yeah.
No. These were dealership lights. So first part of the rant to all you car manufacturers out there that are putting these godforsaken light of a 10,000 suns headlights on these cars. Stop it.
Blinding you.
Stop it. Okay. It's ridiculous. Just knock it off. No one needs headlights that bright. Okay.
Tractor beam.
Epilogue here. To the people that buy new cars, I'm not mad at you. I get it. You didn't choose to put those lights on. Good for you. You're making the payments. You got yourself a fancy new car. Nice job. I'm not mad at you. All right.
Jealous of the new lights.
Rant.
Jealous of people's lights.
Rant number two to the jagoffs that put those lights on their vehicles that didn't come with them. I hate you, and I hope your car goes flying off a bridge.
With the custom LEDs.
Yeah.
Man.
When they go there, hey. I need the brightest effing light. Yeah, you're not on the surface of the moon, all right? You're not in Deep Space Nine. You don't need headlights that bright, okay?
You don't have the moon rover trying to...
All right, yeah. You're not on Mars
shine
trying
into
to...
a black hole.
Yeah, ridiculous. Oh, I hate that. So,
I mean, some of... Here's the thing. I don't know. I don't mind them. Some of them are a bit overboard. You're right. And if you're driving with the, you know, the overhead lights on, what are you doing, right? Are you bow fishing? Like you don't need those lights. On for
yeah.
Christ's sake.
Yeah. It's not Alaska during their 3 months of darkness, okay? You don't need it. You're driving down the highway. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. So
you know what I love, like the especially the Jeeps. The Jeeps out there. So I got a Jeep, so I'm not ripping on Jeep owners at all here, but most of us out there that have the LED lights, what do you use them for? Are you out there in the jungle?
No,
are you
like, they're not. All right, you're using that Jeep to pick up Timmy from soccer practice, all right?
I mean, let's be honest here. What do you need the LEDs on top of your
you
Jeep
don't.
For?
No one does. So car manufacturers, knock it off. People who buy them, I'm not mad at you, okay, if you got a new car. And to the people that do buy them and put them on aftermarket style, you're just a piece of trash, and I hate you, all right?
You know...
Anyway.
So I mean, that's
we're going to space. That's why I need these lights. Shut up. You're
just in case.
Just in case.
You never know.
All right. Rant over. Let's get to it. It's time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. Good rant. This is... As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
That's right. Go see Katie and the crew. Smith Indoor Garden. They got everything you need from seed to harvest. And they're just great people. We love them over there. Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. We need a quick ruling on this. Cannibalism still counts as eating meat, right?
I mean, yeah, that's what you're eating. We're not vegetables.
So I ask this because the COO of the plant-based food company Beyond Meat just got arrested in Arkansas for almost biting a guy's nose off. That's the Saigon whore that bit my nose off. Okay.
Yeah, what? It
might be exaggerating a little, or maybe not. Yeah, so here's what happened. His name is Doug Ramsey. He's 53. He's only been the CEO at Beyond Meat for 10 months. He spent 30 years with Tyson Foods before that. On Saturday night, he was leaving the Arkansas-Missouri State football game at Razorback Stadium when a car cut him off in line and made contact with the front right tire of his Ford Bronco. That allegedly sent Doug into a rage. So he got out, walked up to the person's Subaru, and then, quote, punched through the back windshield. Kapow!
Damn.
The other driver got out, and they started fighting. Then, according to police, Doug, quote, bit the guy's nose, ripping the flesh on the tip of it.
Ah! Spit it off. That sucks. That hurts.
A witness said he also threatened to kill him. Both of their faces had blood on them, obviously, because he bit the guy's tip of his nose off. Yeah. Doug looked fairly unscathed in his mugshot. They arrested him for third-degree battery and making terrorist threats.
It's an interesting tactic. You know, here's my question, too, is how do you get to the point where you're biting the guy's nose off? Like, you know, when you're fighting, it's hard enough to even punch somebody, you know, get close enough to, you know.
Well, here's what I feel is what they were doing. They were posturing like most of us drunk males do. Okay, we get up at each other's face. All right, chest to chest, basically
they
almost
start wrestling.
Up.
They get to that point where they're wrestling.
But there's a lot of face to like very close face to face contact. And if you're quick enough, hack, you can Kobayashi that nose, man, or ear. Mike Tyson did it twice.
Yeah, it's very true. Wow.
You know, here's the thing.
What if you get surgery to get that put back on?
Yeah, you probably get some stitches or whatever, you know. That's pretty hardy
piece.
End
up looking like Michael Jackson.
Are you a big fan of Michael Jackson? No, some guy bit my nose off.
Bit my nose off, and this is what I ended up with.
This is what they gave me. I picked the wrong one on the chart. I wanted something.
Give me the Skeletor look, could you?
Look, honestly, when it comes down to it, though, if I needed to bite someone in a fight, I'm going to bite someone in a fight, right? Like, if all else fails, if it's... Because street rules, there are no rules, right? You got to do what you got to do.
Except Brock goes for the wiener.
Damn right I do. One bite.
It's the first thing he goes for. It's weird.
One bite. It's the first thing I do. You know what? Mask air doesn't even run either. It's crazy. One
bite. What's going on over there?
Hang up.
Trying to get his pants off.
That's right.
Weird.
Yeah, come on. You want to fight? Let's take our pants off.
Bite it off.
What?
I'll bite it off.
I swear to God. Get it. I dare you. Get closer.
This guy's always trying to bite my wiener off.
This is ridiculous.
He's really weird.
He's just always trying to get into fights. Try to bite wiener. What the hell are we talking about? Anyway.
So dumb.
Apparently, this guy still had a taste for real meat and really not into the Beyond Meat stuff. So, All right. There you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day, brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. We'll be back.